In this bulletin, Thai officials confirm four of the boys have been rescued from a flooded cave in the country's north. A 44-year-old woman exposed to the nerve agent Novichok dies in Britain. And Peter Sagan takes the yellow jersey in the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The leader of the operation to rescue 12 boys and their football coach from a cave in northern Thailand says it's going better than expected. Chiang Rai Provincial Acting Governor Narensak Osatonakorn says rescuers have extracted four of the boys from the cave where they had been trapped for more than 2 weeks. He says the four have been taken to hospital, but their condition isn't immediately clear. 90 divers, including 50 foreigners, have been involved in the operation. Mr. Narensak says although the rescue mission is far from complete, the progress is exciting.
I would like to inform the public at home and those who have been giving us support all along. After 16 days, today's the day we've been waiting for. We are seeing the wild boars in the flesh now.
At least 66 people have been killed and 1,000 are missing as unprecedented rains lash western Japan. The downpour set off landslides and flooded rivers, trapping many people in their houses or on rooftops. Japan's government has set up an emergency management centre at the Prime Minister's office with some 54,000 rescuers from the military, police and fire departments being dispatched across the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says the rescue situation is ongoing.
Even now, we've not been able to confirm the safety of quite a lot of people, and there are many who are stranded, facing the terror of impending inundation and waiting for rescue. The rescue and life-saving operation is now a race against the clock.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's shocked and appalled at the death of a 44-year-old woman exposed to the nerve agent Novichok. Dawn Sturgis and her 45-year-old partner Charlie Rowley fell ill 10 days ago after being exposed to the toxin in Ainsbury. Police believe the pair had secondary exposure to the chemical weapon used in an attack on the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in March. Britain has accused Russia of poisoning the Skripals with the nerve agent, which was developed by the Soviet military during the Cold War. NAIDOC events have launched across the country to celebrate Australia's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. This year's theme is Because of Her, We Can, which acknowledges the significant role women play in the community at a local, state and national level. Artist and designer Bibi Barber has told NITV women have played vital roles in the community for centuries.
Here we are today, generations later, and the spirit of the women's strength as nurturers to country and the land and to foster an incredible, incredible future. I mean, this is what it is. It is. You can't get any better than this.
To cycling now, and Australian contender Richie Porte is level with Britain's reigning champion Chris Froome in the Tour de France, but both trail 67 seconds behind Stage 2 winner and world champion Peter Sagan. Porte suffered a flat tyre but managed to catch the peloton and finish the stage in 18th. The BMC racing rider moved up four places to 79th in general classification. Meanwhile, Sagan, who was disqualified from last year's event for contributing to a Mark Cavendish crash, won the stage from Italy's Sonny Cabrelli and France's Arnaud Demar. Sagan has told SBS he started the day hoping to limit any losses in the points classification.
I started this stage as, we will see, I don't want to lose a lot of points, but I want to be in the front. And in the end, I just did it, like I made it. And I have to say big thanks to all my teammates. Borans Groy, they did a really good job in the last kilometres.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather around the country. Perth, sunny in 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy tomorrow in 15. Similar in Melbourne, 14 degrees. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 12. Morning fog and frost in Canberra tomorrow, then a top of 13. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 16. Sydney, partly cloudy, 17. Newcastle, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 21. Cairns, similar and 25. and Darwin a sunny day tomorrow and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.